Initially, Duke Energy requested an overall rate increase of 13.4%. The company said it needed the extra revenue to help build and upgrade facilities, continue coal ash cleanups in North Carolina, and to cover other costs. But the consumer advocate arm of the State Utilities Commission opposed the request, and many Duke customers objected during public hearings. Last week, the company and the commission's public staff reached a partial settlement to trim the proposed rate hike. Under the agreement, Duke Energy would raise rates in western North Carolina by an average of about 10%. The hearing that opens today in Raleigh is for the Utilities Commission to hear from expert witnesses for Duke Energy, as well as the public staff and other parties. Duke and the commission staff still disagree on several details, including charges for dealing with coal ash and whether recent federal tax cuts should affect the company's rate case. In a separate case, the Utilities Commission recently approved a 6% increase in rates for customers of Duke Energy Progress in eastern North Carolina and the Asheville area. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.